Dreamscape presents Every Kind of Wicked by Lisa Black, narrated by Kirsten Potter. For my brothers, John and Michael, everything big brothers should be. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. Romans. Chapter 1, verse 29. Chapter 1. Friday, 8 a.m. "Well, that's less than helpful," Maggie said of the snow. The white flakes drifted lazily downward, landing on the frozen grass, the bare limbs of the large trees, the bloodstains sprinkled across the worn stones, and the very stiff body of a young man who had not dressed well for the weather. Yet exposure hadn't killed him. He had been dead long before his body froze. From the deep red stain blossoming from the center of his chest, Maggie Gardner assumed a gunshot, or shots, had been the likely cause of death. Something had penetrated his internal systems to leak his lifeblood out across his white shirt and over the stones beneath him, which marked, coincidentally, a grave. But Maggie didn't say so. Declaring cause of death was a pathologist's job, and she worked as a forensic specialist. Her job would be to find the evidence around said death in order to help her colleagues at the police department determine who had walked away from this boy's last encounter, which would be more difficult to do with each passing moment as the snow slowly covered up the body, the blood, and all her evidence. She had arrived at the scene immediately before the assigned detectives, and now felt them standing on either side of her, Jack Renner to her right and Thomas Riley to her left. Renner, tall, only a bit dark, and not so handsome, and his partner, distinctly shorter but lighter in both coloring and personality. And her, an inch shorter than Riley and nearly half his body weight, pale with deep brown hair falling past her shoulders, no gun, no badge, a civilian employee in a department of sworn officers. A uniformed patrol officer hovered somewhere among the graves as well. They made a somber and all too familiar tableau. A frigid breeze lifted her hair, chilled her neck, and moved on. "A dead guy in a cemetery?" Riley said. "That's... what's the word?" "Weird," Maggie suggested. "I was going to say redundant." He took a step closer to the body, and she spread out both arms like a railroad crossing, stopping both detectives. It wouldn't hold them for long, she knew. She crouched, looking not at the body, but at the ground around it, finally poking the ground with a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?